Thank you for tuning in to Restoring Your Life, an outreach of Life Application Ministries in Mount Auchin, California. Hi, this is Linda Lang. I'm going to be taking us on a journey through teachings, insights, and practical application for healing and restoration. Now buckle your seatbelt, hang on, and enjoy the ride as we continue restoring your life. Welcome again to another broadcast of Restoring Your Life. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to come before you and enjoy what you've got in store for us today in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. I don't care if it's morning, day, night, it's all God. And this morning I was reading through the book of James chapter 1. It says, count it all joy. What? Count what? Count it. What's it? Everything. Count it all joy. So you got to listen to my podcasting though, because I go into a whole elaboration about the joy of the Lord, how it combats temptation, and that your faith starts growing in that and how that works. So you got to listen to my podcast. You can do that freely by going to my website, truthfreeze.org. And you can click on the podcasting link and you can actually listen to it off of your computer, or you can download the podcasting app on your phone or your device and listen to it there. Be sure to follow me there, because then you'll get new ones sporadically as the Lord lays up upon my heart, I share them with you. So that's about something we're talking about this morning, was about temptation. But today I'm going to bring you some joy, some more joy, because when we're fulfilled in joy, we're not tempted to go and do things that we don't want to do. Because when you're complete with joy, wow, anything's possible. Okay, so today I'm going to give you a little bit of joy. We're doing an event in the community at the Fiddletown Community Center in Fiddletown at 1445 Fiddletown Road. A lot of Fiddletowns in there. There's only one main road. There's only one community center. There's only one church. I don't even think there's a store. It's worth calling it Help for the Holidays. Now, about 19, I don't know when it was that I started doing these, and I would travel around to different locations. Well, I pretty much established in the Fiddletown area because of the community center. It's centralized in the area. It can reach Calaveras, Amador, Tuolumne, El Dorado, Sacramento counties in our area to help families needing help for Christmas. Now, here's a scripture, and I want to bring it up to you because this is a faith-based ministry, and we do everything from a heart, a standpoint of God. You know, the Bible says, go about doing good. Just go about doing good. I don't care if you're a Christian or not. I don't care if you're atheist or not. You go about doing good, your good will come back to you. And I was talking to a millionaire a couple of days ago. It was so cool. We talked for about an hour and a half, and he kind of told me how he became a millionaire. And it is because I've got all this blessings, I'm blessing others. He's a great philanthropist. He's our main community philanthropist, and he helps so many ministries and families and needs, and he's out of debt. I mean, he is a real live millionaire. I don't see him going into any bankruptcy anytime soon, but he's a giving, loving person, but he's not a believer. It doesn't matter. God will bless those who go about doing good. All right, so I am going to talk to you about Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19:17. It says this: he that has pity upon the poor lends to the Lord, and that which he has given will God pay him again. It doesn't say a Christian that has pity upon the poor. It says anybody. You know why? For those people who are getting religious. It's because perhaps this person is being groomed for salvation, right? The Bible says that he sends his ministering angels to minister to those who are going to be heirs to the kingdom. We don't know this man's heart. We don't know what God's doing. We don't know where he is in his walk, really. All I know is today he doesn't know Christ as his Savior. Doesn't mean that tomorrow he won't. Because see, the goodness of the Lord draws people to repentance. So if we're going about doing good and the Bible says we're lending goodness to the Lord, whoa, you know what? He's setting himself up to receive the goodness of God for salvation. I like it. So don't discount people who aren't Christians. You know, go out and be among the people. Jesus went among the people. He went and ate with publicans and sinners. We can do the same. We just got to remember who we are. We don't have to go out and be all preachy and oh, and pious and I'm all holy. No, I found this out the other day. That's a religious spirit. You don't want to walk into a place with a religious spirit like, oh, the cans and cannots and the do's and the do nots and the rules and the regulations and the structure. I'm going to get into that maybe next time, but there's a lot about religious spirits that can cause you to lose your joy. And we're talking about joy now. Okay, so he that has pity upon the poor, a person who considers the poor, a person who wants to help the poor, lends to the Lord. That's the only time we can lend to the Lord. And guess what? It says right here, I love it. It says, and which is given to the Lord, he will repay. And you know when the Lord pays back, it's more than what you gave. That's for sure. I'm telling you the truth here. I have lived it hands down. And I never really saw this scripture that backed it up because every time I give, it's like two or three gets I get back. I'm not even counting on it, but it happens. And so the more you give, the more you get, the more you give. It's just this rolling thing. You can never outgive God. But it's when you give to those that have needs, when you give to somebody who can't give anything back to you. That's what this community effort is about. We're going to be having it's set up like a department store. And this is where you come in. If you have stuff, it's just sitting around the house and you just, you know, you want to give it to somebody that's going to use it well. Well, then consider our event because we don't charge. And when you take the stuff to the thrift store, guess what? They hike it up 500% and they got it for free. I just, you know, it doesn't click with me. What I want to do is just petition you to go through your closets, go through your things. Yes, anything. The only thing we're not taking is books and furniture. Those are kind of heavy and big for the area that we've got. So think about what you want to give. And so far I've received linens and sheets and blankets and towels. And what I have done is I am putting ribbons around them, labeling the size. So that it's not just a thrift store look, it is a department store. It is displayed beautifully. Now here's one of those things, let me just get ahead of myself here. Here's one of the gifts that we have. We have a department store and we have different departments. And this is one of the department store gift items. Now what happens is that the people will go shopping and they'll pick out what they want as gifts for family members, for loved ones. This isn't to go shopping for yourself, okay? This is Christmas. And as a matter of fact, it's not to maybe fulfill all your Christmas needs, it's a help. It's to get you started. It's to just kind of help you get a few things for the family. So here's something, this is it has a candle in it, has a little angel figurine, and it has a picture of Jesus carrying a person that needs help. Help for the holidays. And so here's one of the items. There's going to be several gifts like this already packaged up, ready to be given away. And this event is on December 15th from 1 to 4 at the Fiddletown Community Center in Fiddletown. There are several sponsors. There is Fiddletown Community Church, the Fiddletown Community Center, Blackuw, B-L-A-C-K-U-W. Then there is Life Application Ministries, which is what I come from. And we have several churches. We have Pioneer Bible Church. They're going to be putting out a bin to start collecting toys and items because we are collecting new toys, of course, because we're having a toy department as well. And also clothing and such. And different gifts because we're having a gift department where you can go and get new things or lightly used items that's still in the packages and you can use those as gifts. We have a wrapping station that's going to help you wrap, or we wrap them for you, and a stocking stuffer station. So we've covered all of our bases. The other thing we've got going on is along with the sponsorships, we have Santa visiting, who's also part of this, and he's going to share with the kids. Now, at one time, I go, oh, we can't have Santa there. It's not a godly thing. I had to get over myself. It's fun. It's just fun. I remembered when I sat on Santa's lap as a child. I'm not going to deprive another child because of my piousness today. You know, I'm going to just enjoy everything. I'm going to come into this place with joy in my heart, and hopefully every person in there will be touched by the presence and the power of God. You see, that's what we want to do. And Santa's going to be giving away treats. We actually have this really cool stand-up where you can put your head in there and get a picture of yourself and your spouse or friend or whatever as Santa and Mrs. Santa. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. So you got to come by. You can volunteer. We are giving out handmade aprons, which yours truly are making, and we're going to be giving those out to all the volunteers who come as a thank you for helping us out. And we're asking the volunteers to bring a platter of cookies or goodies so that we can have refreshments. And that's all coming together very nicely. I think right now we have 32 volunteers. I think we need about 5 more to make it complete. And if we have extras, we'll utilize you. We have carolers coming. They're going to come and carol while people are in line, you know. It's going to be such a wonderful event, and I hope you really can make it and at least think about the things you can donate towards this event. Like I said, we were getting sheets and blankets and so forth, and I'll get new items, and so I'm making baskets. So like I said the other day, I was talking to a millionaire in the area, and he goes, you know what, let me give you a door prize. So we actually, let's see what he gave us. Let's look in the Santa's letters to Santa mailbox here. Now, this is a cool mailbox. This is going to be collecting all the children's letters. We're going to have them in the craft area. I got ahead of myself again. I'm getting so excited, but we're having an area that's for children. So the parents can go shopping while the kids are doing crafts. And we have a project that they can write a letter to Santa, color their picture, it's colorable, and then they put it in an envelope and stick it in this box. Isn't that cool? Okay, so the one thing that this fella gave us, this is one of the door prizes, is a one-night stay at the National Hotel in Jackson. Yes, a National Hotel certificate in Jackson. If you know anything about it, it's a wonderful hotel. It's a great restaurant. And in right downtown, you can walk along the shops, have a really nice time at it. Maybe you can go at, you know, right at Christmas, because this is on the 15th. You might want to book a room, you know, around Christmas time and enjoy the Christmas season there. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be giving away 2 or 3 door prize tickets, little red tickets. And you're gonna have an opportunity, the people that are shopping, to go around and drop a ticket and the item they want to win. On every hour, we're gonna draw 3 or 4 items. And there's gonna be a list displaying the times that those items will be drawn. So you don't have to wait around and linger while other people are trying to shop, okay? Because we have to keep things moving because there's not a lot of room. We don't want people just standing around waiting. We want them to be able to enjoy the shopping experience who are shopping still. And so at 3 o'clock, 2 bikes will be drawn or so forth, because we're doing a bike an hour along with several items. We've already had 2 bikes donated. We need 2 more bikes to be donated to this event. And we have 2 little ones, I think, so we can use some medium-sized bikes. So let us know how you can help us. But let's see what else is in this Santa's box here. Ooh, okay. The other thing we're going to do and how we're going to distribute the goods around the area, because we've had times where, you know, people just kind of grab. They don't even, oh, that's good for mom or that's good. No, they just grab because they're so afraid they're not going to get it, right? We're doing it a little differently. So everybody has a chance to shop, no matter if you got there at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, because it's a 1 to 4 event. We're giving away these coupons at the door. Along with the 3 tickets for the door prizes, we're going to give these coupons. And what's in these coupons, Help for the Holidays coupon, is 2 stockings, because we're doing a stocking stuffer station. Now, these are giving out to every family, okay? 2 stockings. Again, you might have 5 people in the family, but we're going to shove stuff in 2 stockings. You might be able to go home and distribute them throughout the other stockings. See, it's a Help for the Holidays. Okay, that, get that, Help for the Holidays. 2 stockings. And then we have 1 toy. We have 2 coupons for this. You tear them out and give them. So in case somebody else in your family wants to go shopping, you give them the book and they can go shopping as well. So you get 1 toy. So you have to think about, you know, which toy you would really like to get. And then there's 2 of them, and there's, so each family gets 2 toys. And then the gift department. There's an actual gift department where all the new gifts and such are going to be sitting, where you can actually pick 2 gifts. And they're wrappable. You can take them to the wrapping station. There's no limit on wrapping. And then 2 jewelry, because we're going to get a lot of jewelry, earrings, bracelets, watches, necklaces, and we want to share it with everybody that attends. 2 jewelry. Now, the thing is, at the end of this, at 4 o'clock, whatever's left over, people can go shopping without having to have a coupon book, okay? So we're going to be at least spreading it around a little bit more than just one person or two people getting almost everything. So we're sharing the wealth. So that's how we're gonna do it this year. We're gonna try this out and see if it works. So we wanna make it fair for everybody. We also have these little ones in the envelope so that as the workers are working along and they see a family struggling even more, we might share a few more with those tickets with the people so that we can, you know, get more items out there to families that are in need. Let's say you have a family of 10 and you only get 2 stockings, we might get 4 stockings. So we're kind of working it by numbers, but we want to make it fair for everybody to have a chance to go shopping. So that is what it's all about. It is to meet the community's needs. We have people coming from all over. Now, last year we helped about 165 families, and we're hoping to up that up a little bit. We're advertising more, and we're getting a whole lot more donations, more support from the community. Seems like the more we go, the more people are interested in helping. If you're an organization and you want to help support us, we're taking financial support. It's all tax deductible. It's a nonprofit. You can help us financially because we need to buy things. We want to buy groceries, like have bags of groceries. We want to buy coupons for Raley's, right, to give a dinner to families. We want to do that. If you work at Raley's or if you work at a store like that, and if you can get us a certificate for a dinner, we would truly, really appreciate that. And again, your giving is tax deductible. So be creative. Start thinking about ways you can make this. Let's say that you had a family that you know that you want to help. You know, you go, oh, what do I do? Well, send them our direction and think about what you would want to do, what you would need. Toilet paper? Yeah. You know, toothpaste, toothbrush, hair stuff. Do you have stuff like that around the house you don't use? Maybe you want to go to the dollar store and pick up some toothpaste and some hairbrushes and things like that. We're trying to have a lot of the gifts be quality gifts. But you can also get some great stuff at the dollar store, and I have done that, you know, the paper goods and so forth. But the other day, I went to a yard sale, and there was a lady, she had all those little animals. I should have had an example. Had all these little animals on the display. Okay, hold on a minute. I'm going to go get an animal. Hold on. The other day, I went to a garage sale, and this lady had about 6 bins full of these TY toys. I bought them all. I know it's been a long time since we've really started collecting them, but she gave away her whole collection. These are going to be stocking stuffers. And not only that, we have several of these McDonald's toys that we're going to be having as well. And you can select what you want in your stockings. We're just not going to give you stockings pre-stuffed. You can select. And here's a nice big one. This is an angel bear. So there's a huge, I think 200 of these that we're going to be giving away. And this is the kind of stuff we want to do. So if you have a collection of items as well that you want to give away that will bless our event, that would be great. You know, other people's junk is somebody else's treasures. And last year we had a little bit left over, not a lot, but we had some things left over. And what we do with the leftovers is we send it to Mexico. Yeah, we keep pushing forward. We have a family that goes to Mexico and they take the clothing, not all the stuff, but the clothing that we give away there that people don't take goes to Mexico. So even though we do minister to the people around our community, we also want to reach out as a missionary. You know, we want to reach out to other countries. And so we're sending clothes to Mexico after the event is over. So make sure you come by at least by 4 and see what's left. And you can help pick up some things because truly we have a lot of great things. I don't think there's going to be any junk there at all. It's going to be wonderful stuff. We're hoping to really put it back into the community to bless the families in need. Now, if that's you, you can give us a call at 530-620-4641 where you can get more information about it. There is no proof of residency and there's no proof of income required. You know who you are. You know where your needs are. We're not going to be interviewing you at the door or anything. So just come, enjoy, be a part of this big event. Don't come thinking, oh, I'm so lowly. No, come. Bold, courageous, excited that God wants to meet you, that the people in the community want to love on you. right? We want to do that for you. Now, for those of you who can help, please call me, 530-620-4641. We're looking for a few more good women and men to help out at the event, and also your donations. Any donations of items and sundries and cosmetics, even jewelry. Go through your jewelry. I bet there's a lot of you women out there that have purses that are piling up that you don't even know what to do with. We take all of those things. So we're going to make a beautiful women's department. Matter of fact, I have a wonderful bar. It's a glass table bar. We have a woman that's going to be helping people with the jewelry department, just like at a regular jewelry store. So we're really going to make this a beautiful event for you, and we need your help. So if you can donate, again, call me, 530-620-4641. If you have stuff around the house, you want to give it away, you want it, you need tax deduction, whatever it is, you give me a call. Now, there's going to be drop-off locations in Fiddletown. So if you're in the area and if you can drop things off, we start taking donations November 19th. But of course, this is being aired later, so you can call anytime and we can make arrangements to either pick up your donations or you can drop them off at the Fiddletown Center yourself. Take a look at our operation. If you come between December 10th and the 14th and you're bringing stuff, that's when we're setting it up, and then you'll be able to see everything that we're doing there and be a part of that as well. You can help with the setup. So please call me. I think you're going to be blessed so much by this event. Maybe not get a present for everybody in the family. Maybe put aside a little bit of that money and go buy a few toys for this event. You know, there's lots of ways we can give back into the community, because some of us are saying, man, I got so much stuff already. I don't need any more stuff. Well, then give us your stuff. So I just thank the Lord right now for allowing us the opportunity to do this. Well, let me pray for you. For those of you wanting to help, or those of you needing help, it's all for you. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are ministering right now to those hearts. You're getting a zeal of excitement. I can sense right now that there's an excitement and creativity juices flowing in the people listening to this program. They're saying, whoa, what can I do? Well, there's a lot you can do. So Father, I ask you to lay it upon their heart. The Bible says to go about doing good, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to do some good to the community. So Father, I ask you to help them connect with us, prepare their heart, give them ideas on how to help. And we praise you that you are going to bless them. You're going to return back that which they have given. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been watching Restoring Your Life with author, teacher, and minister Linda Lang. Restoring Your Life is an outreach of Life Application Ministries in Mount Occam, California. To contact or support this program, visit our website at truthfreeze.org. Or write Life Application Ministries, P.O. Box 165, Mount Occam, California, 95656. Or call 530-620-4641. Join us next time and continue restoring your life.